Hi, I'm Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson. Part of running a Democrat monopoly is lying. That means scaring you with the Republican boogeyman. Even though we haven't elected any in over a century. So even though all the crime and poverty is us, we'll still scare the shit out of you. They're coming for your breadcrumbs. What, you gonna run or elect someone else? We're all you got. We're the lesser of two evils, remember? And that's why you fools will pay more to have less. Highest water taxes when you live on a lake? And it's why you'll accept the murders and carjackings or having to ask a clerk to unlock the toothpaste. So it really doesn't matter if you reelect me or not, because chances are you'll keep picking worse.
Remember me? In
my mind. Or how about me?
And don't forget me! So go ahead, keep voting blue. Think it can't get any worse? Oh, it will.
Hello, New York! That doesn't look right. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Colorado Show. It's been a couple weeks since we've been here, and we're all a little spicy, I think. It's getting
spicy.
Getting hot in here. There's so much going on, so much to talk about. I always get a little nervous when Darren is like, I got the cold open video, and no, you can't watch it before we do it. I was like, okay. That was a good
one.
Well, yeah. Well played. I liked it.
Thank you. I'm going to give myself a round of applause.
Definitely should do. So, yeah, we've got Jason Crow participating in what, you know, obviously required a meeting of the minds with a bunch of other military.
A bunch of mindless people?
A bunch of other military officials and former military service members to engage in seditious conspiracy. So that's exciting. We're going to talk about that. Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Is that the one where they told all the military people to?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's stupid. Yeah. That's really dumb.
Yeah, we're going to break it down. We're also going to talk about Stacey Plaskett. We might pull in a little Jasmine Crockett.
You're going to see what happens. No, come on, man. Like, why would you do that to me?
Oh, and Joy Reid, too. We got Joy Reid.
Oh. That's the only bald headed heifer I can take today.
It's gonna be weird. I promise it's gonna get weird. Before we do that, let's hear from a couple of our sponsors. We will be right back.
I'm David Cross, and you may know me from my election integrity work, but I also own US Asset Management, a family-owned and operated investment advisory practice. I'm a certified portfolio manager, and my job is to help you make better decisions with your money. One of the things we try to avoid is investing in companies that push the woke agenda. If you're invested with one of the big firms out there, there's a pretty good chance that you're feeding the beast that hates your values. Our company is 100% conservative, and we'd love to have an opportunity to work with you. Check us out at us-am.com and look for our big, proud American Eagle logo.
The wait is finally over. My towels are back in stock. But not for long. Get a six-piece My Towel set, regular $69.98, now only $39.98. Towels that actually work. What a concept. And that's not all. Check out our My Pillow bed sheets, only $29.88. Any color, any style, any size, even kings, regular $119.98, now only $29.88. And how about our limited edition premium My Pillows, made with Giza cotton and a designer gusset, made exclusively for you to thank you for all your support. Queen $17.98, King's only $19.98. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get My Towels for $39.98, My Pillow bed sheets only $29.88, and our limited edition My Pillow Queens $17.98 and Kings only $19.98. Quantities won't last long, so order now.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com. Use promo code CDM. I am a big fan of the mattress topper. I love
it.
Changes your sleeping experience entirely. I've had mine for like 3 years. It's freaking fantastic. So MyPillow.com, everyone. Promo code CDM. All right. So we talked about it a little bit. Here is the video in question.
To Slotkin.
Senator Mark Kelly.
Representative Chris DeLuzio.
Congresswoman Maggie Goodlander.
Representative Chrissy Houlihan.
Congressman Jason Crow. I was a captain in the United States Navy.
Former CIA officer.
Former Navy.
Former paratrooper and Army Ranger.
Former intelligence officer.
Former Air Force.
We want to speak directly to members of the military
and the intelligence community
who take risks each day
to keep Americans safe.
We know you are under enormous stress and pressure right now.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution.
Right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad,
but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law
or our Constitution.
We know this is hard
and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
We need you to stand up for our laws,
our Constitution,
and who we are as Americans. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the ship.
What? What?
Yeah. What? Your thoughts. Let's go. Karen, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I got to hear this. Karen, go lay into him, please. Go ahead. Cook him.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry. My voice has been challenged. I was sick last week, but I'm going in on this one like I did last night. This is absolutely okay. Nobody, first of all, I was just on post. I was on the military yesterday, just hanging out with my soldiers, chilling. These are no name individuals. They have, first of all, they're irrelevant. The only Jason Crow thinks he's got some sort of worldwide national platform because he goes on these shows crying like a little bitch. He should take that Ranger tab and shove it up his ass. I don't know what happened to him since he left the Army, but he was probably recycled 15 times before he finally got that Ranger tab because they got sick of looking at him and him whining about not passing the Ranger school. I used to live near Ranger school. Anyway, nobody's going to listen to these people. Soldiers, active duty soldiers are not interested in people sitting in Congress who are making 200 grand a year, and not to mention all the kickbacks and the money they're making allegedly from corporations.
Net worth of every individual in that video is over $2 million.
Excuse me. You're a soldier. You're an active duty soldier. And you're listening to that ugly, creepy whore who we've never heard of these people. I've got the list.
Which one's the creepy whore? Are you talking about Crow or one of the other ones?
Well, all of them. That's all of them.
The other is Chrissy Houlihan. Who the freak is that? I've never heard of her. They are clout chasing. They're clout chasing. We know who Mark Kelly is. He's been embraced by the crank far left. But nobody in active duty is going to listen to these people. You are the same individuals who told everybody safe and effective in 2020 when Joe Biden, in 2021, when Joe Biden was forcing those shots on soldiers, and now soldiers are sick. Ooh. Get the hell, go to hell, every one of you. Jason Crow, brother, if you can get the Victoria's Secret, it's still an annual sale on panties because you need to stop wearing your white clothes. This dude is such a loser. So y'all have a net worth of over two. I get mad about this shit when you're talking about soldiers. They barely surviving. Okay, you're a Congress, you're a sitting member of Congress. You are making over 200 grand a year and you have a net worth of over $2 million.
Did they get a raise? I thought they made like 174. Did they get a raise?
I think they're, aren't their salaries dependent on their, on where they are, the living costs, where they are?
Yeah, they get a COLA.
like cost of living adjustment. Yeah.
It's cost of living based on, because I know when I was a federal employee, when you live in Colorado, you make more. When you live in like,
Alabama. Arkansas.
Yeah, no, but that's federal employees. That's not Congress. That's not congressional.
Aren't those federal employees?
Pause.
They follow some of the same.
Congress people are not beholden to all of the same laws as all of the other federal employees.
No. Oh, yeah, that's pretty clear.
Congress people are the lawmakers, and they've decided to make laws in upon which all of them are above.
Indeed. That's why they don't care what they say. And this video is, I don't know how this is not an insurrection. I don't know
it's not a conspiracy.
Yeah. I don't know how they are literally telling soldiers who make less than $50,000 a year to lose your job, get an Article 15, get kicked out the military, and have a permanent dishonorable discharge on your DD-214. If you get a dishonorable discharge on your DD-214 in the military, your life is pretty much over. You can't get a job, bro. They are telling people to commit crimes for their benefit.
100% agree. Hang on a second. Okay, so ask the machine. Members of Congress are paid a standard federal salary that does not vary by state. Rank and file senators and representatives are paid $174,000 per year. The House Speaker makes $223,500 per year. The Senate President pro tempore makes $193,400 per year. House Majority and Minority Leaders, Senate Majority and Minority Leaders make $193,400 per year. Salaries do not vary by state. Congressional pay is federal. It's set by 2 U.S.C. 4501 and is the same regardless of state population, cost of living, time in office, and party affiliation.
Okay.
Well, if you live in the South, then that's a good deal for you because the cost of living is lower. So, but back to that point. And Jason Crow, nobody knows who he is. They're probably his handlers are grooming him for higher office. We already know it. He's just trying to stay in front of the camera. But you are literally telling soldiers who make barely enough to live to basically just lose everything. And they said, we have your back. No, the hell you don't. Because if one of these soldiers follows your illegal suggestion and gets in trouble for disobeying the Secretary of War, and he is the one in office. He was appointed by President Trump. He is the one you listen to, not some little bitch who used to be in the military. And you notice Alyssa Slotkin was a CIA, ex-CIA, and that Houlihan.
Former CIA.
Former.
That's not a thing. You don't get to be former CIA. You're right back in.
CIA. So why soldiers are not going to listen to them.
In my opinion.
They're not going to listen to them because they're not going to lose their job, lose their livelihood. You probably got kids. You probably got an ex-wife with kids. You need that job and you do not need to get kicked out the military and have a permanent horrible record on your DD-214. Oh, you got kicked out the military? Oh, nope. That's a non-starter for any job. Hate it for you. That is sickening that they
But they don't give a shit. They don't care about the impact of the people that they're trying to manipulate. I think they care because they're afraid the military is going to start rolling up 98% of the Congress. Y'all remember Julian Assange said if everything came out, 98% of Washington, D.C. would be indictable. And I think I'm here for it. Let's do it. Let's roll them up. But I'm glad you said that nobody knows who Jason Crow is. I tend to think more people understand who this guy is than not, but you're right.
You're absolutely wrong. Nobody knows who that fool is.
All right, well, let's go down memory lane. I got some greatest hits. We're going to do a little Jason Crow greatest hits. This is a good one, Karen. You're going to love this one.
There's no evidence of any type of large-scale gang takeover, running apartment complexes. Frankly, these claims are serving to demonize our immigrant community, and I'm just not going to put up with it.
Yeah, okay.
He was one of... So he is the congressperson over Aurora.
No, I got that. What I'm saying is
and that he's hang on a second. This is greatest hits we're doing. He was one of the biggest Trende Aragua deniers out there during the 2024 campaign. Women were getting their fingernails pulled out by criminal invading migrant gang members. Jason Crow was like, I don't want you to make them feel bad, those migrant gang members. Well, How dare you?
Because Ash, it wasn't really happening. Duh.
No.
Right.
It
might all in your mind.
It's all in your mind.
Of your imagination.
Mm-hmm. It's just your imagination.
Oh, a feature of your imagination, they said.
That's what
running away with you. Mm-hmm.
Yes. That was the squishy cosplay governor.
It was right. Just your imagination.
Running away with you. All right. So another of the greatest hits. You guys remember when the NDAA was in dispute during the Biden administration and the Congress really, really, really wanted to pass funding for Ukraine. Cool. And, you know, the American people were like, eat all of the dicks. We don't want to fund your bullshit proxy war any longer. Well, here is Jason Crow during that whole saga.
But let's also talk about how this bill is structured and how it provides that support. It provides that support by spending over half of the money right here in the United States.
Shut your bitch ass
to
up.
U.S. businesses and U.S. workers from places like Texas and North Carolina and Pennsylvania and Colorado all throughout this nation. Who will be building the equipment and supplies that we'll be sending to our military. Because that's another important part of this. Our military sends our old equipment to Ukraine. And Ukraine uses it with great effect.
Sure.
Clearly. They're totally winning the war.
Our military. So let's break this down. We're supporting our economy. We're protecting our 100,000 troops. We're ensuring a prosperous Europe. We're defeating the Russian military.
Where?
Securing food supplies. We're updating our own military stuff.
In your imagination.
Industrial base, own workers and businesses.
So war is good, actually. Super good for us to do the war stuff because then we can gives us a reason to replace our own military equipment for, you know, the more wars that we're going to need to have, and also creates jobs. Let's go conscript the young men off the streets of Ukraine. We'll give them old American weapons, and then we can replace our own weapons, and people in America will make stuff or something, and it'll be good for the economy to keep the bombing going.
Hold on. Black Hat said the volume sounds quite low. Kind of hard to hear what that guy is saying. Hey, Black Hat, it doesn't matter what the fuck you say.
Yeah, I don't know how to turn that video up. I apologize about that. But basically, he was saying that it's super good for us to be supporting Ukraine because it will allow us to replace our military equipment. And the need to make new military equipment is going to create a whole bunch of new jobs. So let's keep the war going. No, Karen.
Karen is frozen. Karen, what kind of internet do you have? I'm curious.
Oh my God, what is it called? It's like America Online because I'm in rural.
What? Hold on, what?
You've got mail.
Right. Oh, wow, let me check. Yeah, I've got to get Starlink, Jesus.
So when you sign on to the internet, it sounds like
makes a good point. Reverend Bill, 1960. Why do we need to defeat the Russians? Do they pose a demonstrable threat?
No, they don't.
Hold up. Ukraine is a globalist proxy state through which an untold number of atrocities have been committed over several decades, allegedly, according to reporting, right? Just a hotbed of corruption. So for the people who started this war and people like Jason Crow who beg for it to continue, it is a threat to them because it's a area where they do a bunch of their money laundering and corruption and bio labs and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. And also the breadbasket of Europe. Isn't that something?
Yes, sir. Allegedly. You are correct. You are correct. They made a movie about it. It's actually a really good movie. Something about Mr. Jones, about a gentleman who was a journalist back during the times of I keep wanting to say Joseph Stalin, forgive me. Oh, no, yeah, it is. It's Joseph Stalin. Yeah. Stalin. And he actually, he went to Ukraine because the back then, the lying media said that, oh, there's nothing going on in Ukraine. There's no murder.
Oh, there goes Karen again.
So he actually, the journalist, went over there.
Yeah, and the lying media is, part of the lying intelligence community, as is Ukraine.
Hey, Karen, this is what you got to do. In order to keep your internet signal okay, you just got to raise your, hold your left hand up and stand on one leg, and your internet will be fine, all right? I'm telling you, you won't lose any signal.
I tried it.
Blowing it and then plug it back.
Blowing it.
I know. Oh no! Like Sega Genesis.
So good. We've gone a little off the rails. Kind of feels like.
I just snorted cocaine or something. I'm so excited, and I never did that before. For the record. But I'm clapping my hands.
The bottom line on this, and you know what, before we get to the bottom line, so we just heard, not well because the volume was low and I apologize for that, but we just heard Jason Crow talking about all of the virtues of the war in Ukraine. I want people to remember this op because, you know, there's been so many ops since then and people have forgotten. But after that impassioned speech, they passed the NDAA, National Defense Authorization Act, and then this happened. So that's Ukraine flags waving on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives, and then this happened.
Will be in order. Without objection, a motion to reconsider is laid on the table. For what purpose does the gentleman from Florida rise? I said, the gentlewoman from Florida.
Called APL a dude.
Okay.
Could you hear what she said?
Yeah. No, what did she say?
Put those damn flags away, Anna Polina Luna said in response to that, which was, you know, channeling, far be it for me to elevate APL, but it was channeling the population, the vibe of the population, to watch those sons of bitches wave foreign flags on the floor of the U.S. House of Representatives in celebration of stealing our money and laundering it through a freaking foreign war. And you know, a lot of those people are getting kickbacks from that funding authorization that was made. No wonder they're so excited. $174,000 a year. They're all freaking millionaires.
Oh, my Lord.
Mm-hmm. Money.
Yeah. Incentives explain behavior always. All right. Anything else we want to? Oh, bottom line. The bottom line on this is in that video, you have sitting Congress people and senators, right? They are very authoritatively telling U.S. service members to defy orders and saying, we've got your back. So it's under color of law, government authority, that they're making the assertions that they're making. They did not make these assertions on their own social media channels by themselves in a speech or, you know, to a reporter when asked directly. They made a movie. They made a video about it, which means they got together and decided to produce a video to tell U.S. service members to defy orders from the commander in chief. That is seditious conspiracy.
Easily.
I think by any reading of it. And my question is, why the hell haven't they been rolled up?
Huh. I don't know. Maybe the president is busy with
because
the
they're.
I don't know.
Because it's, look, all right. I have a statement to make. This is all theater.
For the record.
Look. It's all theater, okay?
Yeah.
These are all theater kids. They're all actors and actresses. Look at most of these people. Most of these people were in drama classes.
Yeah, except they're lawmakers and they actually pass laws, and then those laws get signed and then they impact our lives. Right. Well, so I was down at the federal courthouse yesterday, the appellate court, the Byron White one, to attend the oral argument session in which the case against me is being heard. Now, found out that they're all doing stuff on Zoom. So we're just paying for that big old courthouse to sit empty. I went to Denver for no reason. Please clap, because Denver's freaking gross. However, they make laws that impact our lives. The only reason that the NAACP can drag me into court on some bullshit is because of things that are done in the Congress. So yeah, they may be actors. Yeah, they may have no actual authority of their own. And as we'll talk about in the next segment, they're generally puppets for other people. But there's real harm. There's real harm and real world impacts that come from these actors and their seditious conspiracies.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's potential problems, but my thing is this, these people ain't finna do nothing. Like, think about it. You got hundreds, maybe even thousands of people standing out there watching ICE take these people, take these illegals and throw them in vans. And most of them ain't doing nothing at all except screaming at them. So, you know. Yeah. Let's just be honest. And truth be told, when somebody gets clapped, I don't want to hear anything.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear nothing. When you put your hands on an ICE officer and get your head blown off, I don't want to hear anything. Oh my God, it wasn't justified. Oh, yeah, it was. Right. You should have, right. little Esmeralda, should have kept your hands to yourself. Okay.
Jose.
Little Josue, little Joselito.
Josuelo.
And now they shot your left leg off. Now you are here living hip hop.
That was for entertainment.
And no, we ain't paying for it.
That's what you get.
All right, we're gonna move on. It's very exciting. Yesterday there was a censure vote on Stacey Plaskett, who is the representative from the U.S. Virgin Islands, and she's sort of a ceremonial representative.
Yeah, I don't know why,
right?
She's even there. Why is she there? Yeah.
Well, she's right there. She has committee positions, right? She sits on committees.
For what?
She but is no able vote. To question. She's not able. I think she is in the committee. She can vote, right? I just don't think she can vote on the floor.
Yo,
she cannot vote on the floor.
Maybe she can't vote in the committee either. I'll look that up in a minute. But it was alleged and that she was, you know, collaborating with Jeffrey Epstein. We're going to get into the details of that. But I want to play this clip of her talking about her relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, because what she says here is thoroughly debunked by what we're going to talk about after we play this clip. But of course, nothing will happen to her because she is on the floor and, covered by the speech and debate clause and the qualified immunity of being a congressperson. Because again, they vote themselves a whole bunch of protections that the rest of us don't have. They have different rules for themselves. So check this out.
First, want to give you all a sense of what was happening that day. Everyone knows at that hearing in February, the entire country was watching as Michael Cohen decided he was going to finally give up information about what was happening in the Trump world, the Trump enterprise. And at the beginning of that hearing, the ranking member, Jim Jordan, had the disrespect to Elijah Cummings, may he rest in peace and his name be a memory,
burning hell,
after not allowing Mr. Jordan to shut the committee hearing down.
Just for the record, she can vote in committee. She just cannot vote for the actual legislation.
How about we vote her
and
back to the Virgin Islands?
And I turned to Mr. Jordan and told him to have respect for the chair. And
her last
basically
dick.
Shut up. And that moment went viral. And I began to get innumerable texts from friends, from foes, from constituents about what was happening in that hearing. And I got a text from Jeffrey Epstein, who at the time was my constituent.
I was sleeping with.
Hold up. The scene that's playing out on this screen right now, the three women behind her and her, this could be a great glasses commercial. Like you could
Lead Belly back there? Is that Lead Belly?
Yeah.
LaMonica McIver.
That's her.
That's her real name.
Yeah, the one that was out there playing linebacker against ICE agents in Jersey.
Her name is MacGyver.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is she really handy? Is she really
Who was not public knowledge at that time that he was under federal investigation.
2018, 2019. And yes, it was.
Mm-hmm. Who was sharing information with me. Now, I heard recently from someone that I was seeking advice from him. Let me tell you something.
This is important.
I don't need to get advice.
Yeah,
on
you
how
do.
To question anybody
yeah,
from
you do.
Any individual. I have been a lawyer for 30 years.
She needs all the advice she can get. She needs to call me. Hey, look. Yeah. Let me help you out, lady.
That's a really important point. Remember, audience, that she said, I don't need to. People were saying I was getting advice from him. I don't need to get advice from anyone.
We saw the whole thing. You biscuit-headed bitch. We saw it. Okay?
Shut up with your damn pressing curve.
I have been a narcotics prosecutor in New York City. I have been had the honor
of being a
political appointee at the Justice Department
on
September 11th as a Republican appointee in the Bush administration.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to question
Rhino public.
You are not making the case you think you are.
I know how to seek information. I have sought information from confidential informants, from murderers, from other individuals, because I want the truth, not because I need them to tell me what to say.
Oh.
And if you look at the transcript, you will see that I questioned Michael Cohen for 5 minutes. The Washington Post only shows you 30 seconds and takes from it one individual's name that I got from Jeffrey Epstein and didn't know who the individual was, and put that individual with a host of other individuals that I felt the committee should subpoena.
Bitch, what are you talking to Jeffrey Epstein during a congressional hearing? Shut up with your damn pressing curl from 1975.
She does look like one of the ladies from that movie Hidden Figures.
Okay.
Oh, that whole crew behind her too. That could have been the movie poster.
No. Here's the thing. They didn't do her a service at all. They all got wigs and weaves on, and they just let her go out there bald headed. That's crazy.
All right. So now, I want you to remember, she said, this is reporting out of the Washington Post from last week. She said, I do not need to ask for advice. Somebody said that I was asking him for advice. I do not need to ask for advice. So what is it that actually happened in these text messages? Newly released documents from Jeffrey Epstein's estate show that convicted sex offender texted with a Democrat member of Congress, delegate, because she's not real, Stacey Plaskett of the U.S. Virgin Islands during a congressional hearing with Michael Cohen, and that those text messages may have influenced the Congresswoman's questions.
Hold on, what?
Gross.
Read that. When did that happen?
Oh my gosh! Drop a link, conservative patriot.
Yo, hold on.
I mean, not to any.
Not to the video. Don't show us the video.
I don't want to see that.
I want to live.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Oh my eyes. All right. In the text, Epstein appeared to be watching the February 2019 hearing in real time, and at one point informed Plaskett, whose name is redacted from the documents, that Cohen had brought up former Trump executive assistant Ronna Graff in his testimony. Epstein says to Stacey Plaskett, while she's on the fucking dais about to ask questions, Cohen brought up Rona, keeper of the secrets, Epstein texted, misspelling Graff's first name. Rona, Plaskett responded, quick, I'm up next. Is that an acronym? She added, suggesting she would question Cohen.
Yeah, that was funny as hell.
That's his assistant, Epstein replied. And then during the hearing, Congresswoman Plaskett received texts from staff, constituents, and the public at large offering advice, support, and in some cases, partisan vitriol, including from Epstein, the statement read. Was she responding to all of them or only Epstein? As a former prosecutor, she welcomes the information that helps her get at the truth and took the GOP, blah, blah, blah. The messages show that Plaskett texted Epstein before the hearing started that day at 7:55 a.m. to tell him he'll talk about his grades. Epstein replied a minute later, what privilege stands behind the non-release, I think it should say, of college transcripts? At 10:02, Epstein texted Plaskett, great outfit. You look great, he added at 10:22 a.m.
Yeah, after she was chewing or something?
Thanks, she replied shortly after. At 10:40, a broadcast feed cut to Plaskett showing her moving her mouth as if she was chewing something. At 10:41 a.m., Epstein sent this message to Plaskett. Are you chewing? Not anymore, she replied. Chewing interior of my mouth. Bad habit since middle school. 12:50, Epstein asks, how much longer for you? Hours. Go to other meetings, she replied. The quick I'm up next text to Epstein was sent at 2:25 p.m., minutes before Plaskett began questioning Cohen at 2:28 p.m. Epstein messaged back, good work, at 2:34 p.m., 1 minute after Plaskett finished her questioning.
He's opened
the door to questions who are the other henchmen at the Trump org, Epstein texted Plaskett at 2:25 p.m. Yep, very aware and waiting my turn, she responded. When Plaskett questioned Cohen during the hearing, she asked about Trump associates that he had mentioned previously. Are there other people that we should be meeting with? Plaskett asked. I don't need to ask no advice from nobody. I have been a lawyer for a million years and cartel shit and all the things and after 9/11, and how dare you suggest that I was needing to get information from Epstein? Oh, wait, are there other people that we should be meeting with? You've got to quickly give us as many names as you can so we can get to them. What is Mrs. Rana's? Rana Graf is Mr. Trump's executive assistant. Her office is directly next to his, and she's involved in a lot that went on. This was coordinated. She was there ostensibly based on the record we're looking at and what she actually asked in the hearing. She was there on behalf of Mr. Epstein. She was asking questions for Mr. Epstein.
Oh, really?
That's what it looks like.
That's absolutely what it is. And excuse me, Democrats, let's just go back your bus up. I thought that he was such good friends with Trump. I thought they were so close. I thought there was some squishy, nice letter, some endearing letter that Trump supposedly wrote to him. I thought that they spent Thanksgiving together in 2017 instead of him being with his family. Based on that testimony of Miss Plaskett with that pressing curl, it doesn't sound like they were that good of friends. So y'all been throwing shade all this time saying they're such good friends and he's so close to Jeffrey Epstein, like he knew absolutely no one else in the entire world except Donald Trump.
But Karen, here's the thing. Here's what you're missing. When you hear accusations like this coming from them, it's always projection, right?
Of course.
It's not even like sideline projection. Like, it's blatant. We did this shit, and we know we did this shit, but we're going to say that you did this shit. Like, it's exactly to the letter of what's going on. So I think that at this point in time, I think they've opened they didn't expect Trump to be like, okay, motherfuckers, release the shit, right? So now what's going to happen is you're going to find, this is my prediction, okay? I predict you're going to find Chuck Schumer somewhere involved in this. You're going to find Obama heavily involved. Mm-hmm. You're going to find Bush somewhere in this. Mm-hmm. Bush Jr., yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, because he was a Democrat anyway. But
so it's the uniparty. Democrats and Republicans aren't real. It is a uniparty, and people now, need to put their heads around.
And now it's becoming even more polarized, because at this point in time, I'm thinking MAGA is starting to morph into America First, because
MAGA has always been America First, as my friend John says. The PSYOP is convincing you that it isn't.
Yeah. Okay. Correct. But
from day forward, it is going to be only America First. President Trump, January 20th, 2017.
I said the next person, JD Vance, is going to have to go sit down and answer some very uncomfortable questions if he wants to be president. Marco Rubio, same thing, but Marco ain't going to do that. He's
he
ain't ready.
Raskin is already mentioned. Jamie Raskin is already in that information that was released. So,
couple things that add to this.
Oh, Raskin
right?
is? So, hold on, Raskin yep. is? No yep. freaking way.
So. Yep. And Raskin is out defending Stacey Plaskett today.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But you also have to remember, so there's a couple declassifications disclosures happening here. The Stacey Plaskett stuff is from documents received from Epstein's estate. Correct. They were released from Epstein's estate. Mm-hmm. Last week, we got from the House Oversight Committee, and it was Democrats, I think, first released like 3-4 emails, and then House Oversight was like, no, screw this, we're releasing it all, right? Those emails showed, and my friend CanCon, y'all know CanCon, he was the first, and I think the only person to consistently stick to this point, which I think is the correct one, that those emails, the ones that the Democrats released, show Jeffrey Epstein and Michael Wolff colluding to harm President Trump. They Correct. Think he's the mole in the organization, and they're trying to figure out ways to go after him. So that supports Democrats working with Jeffrey Epstein to subvert the incoming president of the United States. We're not just talking about political rhetoric. We're talking about real crimes. Now, there's one other thing about Stacey Plaskett that I will never pass up the opportunity to play. It's my favorite Stacey Plaskett video of all time, and I want to get y'all's reaction to it.
Oh.
The record, page 55 from the committee's
interview. Oh yeah, that one, that's crazy. FBI employee Roya Demlow, who you just spoke about, which took place on July 17th, 2023. In that line, she says, the question was asked, okay, if someone were to leave here today, were to leave this interview, and were to suggest or imply that when you said the laptop was real, that it meant that the FBI had affirmatively determined in October 2020
yeah.
that the laptop belonged
she got caught.
To Hunter Biden, that the contents belonged to Hunter Biden, and that the contents had not been manipulated in some way, would they be representing what you said, correct? Answer by the demo. They would be representing what I said, because I don't have much knowledge of that. They would be misrepresenting what I said, because I don't have much knowledge of that. Because this committee likes to misrepresent or leave off complete sentences of what individuals said, I'd like to introduce this into the record.
Objection.
Thank you. And as to no comment by an FBI, that's usually what they say when there's a...
Now, who are these lizard people being controlled by? That's crazy.
Yeah, so the one with the eyes behind her, she appears to be mouthing exactly what Stacey Plaskett is saying, exactly as Stacey Plaskett is saying it. She states the word represent instead of misrepresent, I think, first. And then Stacey Plaskett says the error, and then she has to lean over and correct her.
Yeah. The lizards don't exist. Reptilians don't exist, they said. They're not around. Believe us. No,
yeah.
That's not real. No.
Crazy, you just they're, crazy they're conspiracy.
You're crazy.
Crazy
you're
conspiracy crazy, theorists.
Yeah, like, come on.
We are, you guys, streaming to YouTube for the first time this show. CDM is rebuilding its YouTube account, the Colorado Show is over on YouTube for the first time. So if you're over watching us on YouTube, please hit the thumb. And it's a thumb over there, right?
Please smash that like button and subscribe.
Yeah, hit the like button and subscribe to CDM over on YouTube. We appreciate it. And wherever you're watching, please hit the thumb. We definitely
And once you subscribe,
that.
You're part of the tribe.
Right. Allegedly. Right,
yeah.
Allegedly.
I wrote that myself.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to rap in my younger days.
Yeah. Yes. I know that about you.
Yeah. Went to the store, right. Got some snacks. Huh. No.
Yeah.
such a good. How you didn't go, you know, triple platinum? We'll never know.
I don't even know what happened.
I mean, we went aluminum, you know.
We went tin.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right, so we got Joy Reid now. Darren, I'm gonna need you to set this up for everybody because I haven't watched it yet.
It's gonna speak for itself. I just want we're gonna call this the hypocrisy moment. Go ahead, hit it.
Okay. All right. Play.
I would be disturbed. I'm telling you, I would be alarmed. I'm alarmed enough when I see a woman with her dangling boobies. Yeah. If I saw a penis in the ladies' locker room, I would freak out too.
Oh my God.
This is nothing against trans anybody.
Sure.
What it's saying is
sounds pretty transphobic, Joy.
And I see a penis in front of me inside of the room. Yeah. I would probably go to management and say, wait a minute, why is there somebody, a naked man in this room? Because just the world we live in. Just from a safety standpoint, and just from a, you know, from a privacy standpoint, I would, so I can see why she would have gone and reported to management. There's a man naked in the band. Now, if they clarified and they said, well, trans, da, da, okay,
it's
but
a female
I think
penis.
Take her concerns also seriously. Because if she's uncomfortable, does she not have the right to be at least uncomfortable with the situation is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
What did you call it, Ash? What did you call it?
A female penis.
Oh, so it's a penis.
It's a penis. Yeah. So so that's what they will say to you. If you go in there and say, you know, there's a dude in the locker room and we're all, you know, getting undressed to put on our gym clothes to go play racquetball. And this guy's walking around with his penis. They'll say, that's a penis. How dare you, you transphobe. Joy Reid is a transphobe. Although I do think that this kind of shows that the world is healing. And if we get back to the place where it's okay to say that young girls should be able to voice themselves for them, advocate for themselves in their private spaces when they feel that they've been invaded and they feel uncomfortable. So, if young girls are allowed to do that again, we're in a much better place than we were the past 4 years.
Ash, don't get that. The world is not healing. Don't get that woman that, like, look, she always knew it was wrong. You see what I'm saying? She's compromised her what she knows to be right.
She's trying to come back to normal, though.
No. She's already knew this, though.
Something. Oh, this sure. Not, I'm not
this
saying
is not,
she's.
This is not something that she's like.
She's not like waking not, up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is. She already knew this.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Right. Like. Yeah, but the reason I think the world is healing is because whoever controls her is no longer controlling her.
That's what happens when you get fired. You know what I'm saying? But that's another story. What I'm saying is you can't sit
respect
up here.
Respect the penis.
Look, my thing is this. You knew all along that this was already a jacked up situation, but yet still you sat across from the lady from Moms for Liberty and tried to convince her that these inappropriate pieces of literature in children's school is okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. I also remember Joy Reid got raked over the coals for her little gay comment quite a while back, and she was called a homophobe. But then,
you talking about the Brokeback Mountain thing?
Yeah, her comments on social media that kind of got swept under the rug. So she's always had this. She's always known. I think if that had been a white woman that had made that fuss, I don't even know if she would have had the same reaction.
You see, Karen, you got to peep it though. The money's in the grift, right? So look at
sure.
Look at Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly used to sit down with trans kids and interview them. Okay, and let's just be honest. Megyn Kelly is a radical feminist. You see what I'm saying?
She's a feminazi.
So I like the money's in the grift. You know what I'm saying? The better you can grift, the more money it is. Look at Roland Martin. He's been this fat ass, been doing it for years.
Yeah,
he's been getting away with this shit. Like He's made
but that was a black woman who made that fuss, and now she's making the rounds across the country. Like she's on every show.
As she should. Oh yeah,
everywhere now.
She was
in
on
a
Fox
short
News,
amount
like,
of time. She has gained national attention for defying illogical stupidity, and nobody else would have done that. I don't know if Joy Reid would have been so honest about it if it had been a white woman.
Yeah, but
because she's so color and race. But see, that shit, she took it too far And people were like, okay, yes, bitch, I'm
Karen,
tired.
Karen, the penis doesn't see race.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. The penis is
you have to understand that the penis crosses all racial barriers. And the trans, you know, in the hierarchy of intersectionality, the victimhood hierarchy, trans takes the cake.
Or as the YouTuber said,
and if they can't find a cake, they'll sue all the bakers.
Or as Greg Foreman, the YouTuber says, he says she covered all the infinity stones of wokeness.
Not the infinity stones.
She was black. Black lesbian. I mean, come on, what else you need?
Then who's Thanos?
Black lesbian, you know.
Who's Thanos?
Who would be Thanos?
Yeah.
Don Lemon would probably be Thanos.
Come on, man. That's horrible.
You got race, gender, religion, sexuality, socioeconomic status.
Immigration status. Don't leave that.
Immigration status. I feel like there's a bunch of categories of feelings too that we're missing.
Who's a gay naturalized citizen? That's a man or woman of color that's gay and naturalized. Then that would be Thanos.
Yeah.
With pronouns. That's Thanos. That is the ultimate thing. Karine Jean-Pierre had 3 infinity
fucking
stones.
Fucking snap and end it all, man.
KJP had 3 infinity stones. Right? And she's using them so wrong right now.
You had one job.
You had one job. You could have milked this. You could have milked this to the bitter end, but you can't even talk right. Mm. Like, so you have to be able to be, you have to be a good orator in order to pull that off. But she sucks.
She's not. She's a miserable tether. Go back to wherever.
She's from Haiti, ain't she? Ain't she Haitian?
She's a tether. Go back home.
Well, actually, you know, honestly, you can't blame her for that. You got to blame Hillary Clinton. she's the reason why Haiti is.
She's
the reason Haiti's uninhabitable right now.
That's true. But that ain't my problem. Don't go to Cuba
or the Dominican.
The Dominican Republic built a wall.
Yeah, they ain't having that
because they're racist, obviously.
Yeah, they built the wall. They don't want them. Mexico is actually doing the damn thing right now. I've seen a lot of videos. They are very sick of illegals in Mexico.
Oh, they're rioting.
Well, no, not even the kids, not even Gen Z. I'm talking about like it's been months. Mexico, they've been posting videos. They're sick of the illegals from Venezuela and Brazil and Colombia. They're mostly Venezuela. They're sick of them. They said, we can't afford them. We don't want them here long term. We can't afford their medical care. We can't afford to keep them here. We have no housing for them. They can't get jobs. They need to go home.
Fascinating how that works, isn't it?
Oh, really?
You know, isn't that interesting?
All right, we're almost out of time. We have one more video. It's my favorite video of the day. I hadn't seen it until right before the show. Darren sent it over.
You're welcome.
It's super good.
Is there something
incriminating in the fight, sir? Quiet, quiet, shout out to Il Donaldo Trumpo for so many great videos, but certainly that one. So in case it was hard to hear over the sound of the airplane. Reporter's asking a question and Trump says, quiet, quiet, piggy. there.
President so much.
As he should. And all the radical feminists are like, that is so sexist. Imagine what he says to the women and his staff. But they're not fat, so.
Yeah. Rappers say it all the time and y'all don't say nothing, so.
Yeah, it'd be like, pop that.
She's pussy. A rolo. She's a rolo. You never heard that song?
Maybe rabbit. Pop that. That's pussy, old funky ass bitch. And everybody's like, yeah.
She's a Brimolo. That was Sir Mix-a-Lot. Yeah. She's a Brimolo.
They got back.
This is, so your girlfriend Rosa Honda.
Oh my God, Becky. Look at her butt.
But Fonda ain't got a motor in the back of her Honda.
My anaconda don't want none unless
you got buns, hun.
The whitest song ever.
Yeah, ain't it though? But I tell you what, I'm gonna be real with you. Hey, when I found out that homie made like over $150 million ever since he made that song, I'm like, shit, I'll make one. I'll make one of those. Darren got front.
Got front, bud. Quit it. Quit it.
And that ain't no like penis.
It's not a penis.
Not a penis.
Not a penis.
Oh, shit.
Oh, all right. So we're coming up on the end of our show. What story you guys most, I'll ask Karen, I'll ask you first, because you're pretty plugged in. What story, Colorado or nationally or internationally, you know, globalist foreign nonsense. What story you Karen most a globalist? Interested? No, I'm asking her knock that shit off. What are you tracking?
I'll just stick with Colorado now because there's so much here. The cosplay governor got called to the mat on a national issue because Colorado was rated one of the highest states, or the highest state in the country for car insurance. And he hurry up and comes behind. Oh, no, we can't have this. We can't have this. I'm going to institute some measures to keep drivers from, I'm going to start to help bring down the car insurance rates. So I'm going to have more checkpoints. I'm going to do more speed cameras. I'm going to, what was the other big one? And you've seen the marquees around here lately by CDOT. If you don't have insurance, you're breaking the law. Y'all didn't say that the last 4 years when all these illegals was over here with no incurrence whatsoever, no tags, no place. Y'all ain't say none. But he's trying to save face because his funky looking ass, he looks like a slob. Well, he is a slob. He's trying to run for president. He's trying to appear moderate. But that's one of the stories I've been tracking lately, is how quickly he came into the room and was like, oh, no. The Coloradans, I won't stand for this. Coloradans are suffering enough. They have to. So and the measures that he's taking from his little consulting groups who gave him all the wrong information.
They're globalists.
On aisle 5 is really stupid, and none of it is going to work to lower the cost of car insurance. So that's a funny thing to kind of
not just not having insurance and not having tags and plates and IDs, but actually making the roads less safe. Right? There's been a number of fatal car accidents that tie back to people that are here driving on our roads that are not following the laws of, you know, access to drive on our roads, because, you know, access laws are an inequity for foreign invaders. So we have to remedy that shit real quick. You're spot on. That's a good one. I also think he's running for governor. My earnest hope is that the true story of the wolves comes out, the incentives behind it, what they did, the impact of the wolves on rural ranching, the rural community industries. It's been an absolutely devastating outcome. And I think once that story is told, he should not be allowed anywhere near power. Darren, what about you? What story are you tracking?
The only story I'm tracking is I'm just watching how this Epstein thing is going to unfold. That's all I'm laughing at. Oh, yep. And property taxes going away in the state of Florida. Make some noise.
Love that.
Huh?
For me, it's the Grand Rico. I want the 98% of Washington, D.C. to be rolled up for their corruption, and I want their noses rubbed in it, and I want all of the punishments.
Is it going to happen, though?
I will not give up hope until we no longer have hope.
I want them to be poor. I want them to be poor. I want them to be pushing carts down Colfax. You ain't got to throw them in prison. Make them poor. They would rather be dead than poor.
I think they should be poor and in prison. Like so poor they can't afford the legal defense. and then convicted
or commissary.
They're fucking bullshit.
Oh, you know, another story I'm following.
Treason
I'm
also, we're talking about, I'm guys.
I'm also watching the new rise of Nick Fuentes, because I'm gonna tell you like this. He's gonna be a big problem in 28.
We're talking about that.
He's gonna be a big problem. And what did I tell you, Karen? I said it once and I'll say it again. So anybody out there in the political world that might happen to know somebody who's running in 28, you need to give them some good advice. Okay. You need to tell them at some point in time during their campaigning or groveling or whatever eating meat, whatever the heck they do. What they're gonna have to do is go sit down with Nick, Candace, Tucker, Andrew, Myron, Jake Shields, somebody. They're gonna have to sit down with them and have a serious conversation with them about the air agenda. Because if they don't, they will be squashed. These people are doing numbers that would put every network combined to shame.
Yes, sir.
So y'all might want to start paying attention.
Yes, sir.
Another thing too, be careful when getting in bed with people like Mark Levin. And Ben Shapiro, and the reason is because Laura ain't as bad, but Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro calling for the censorship of these individuals is going to be a big problem for the right if they capitulate to that.
Yeah.
So y'all might want to sit these goofballs, these dinosaurs down and let them know,
right?
Like, we're not playing that radio because it's going to get bad.
Quiet, Piggy.
You know?
Don't censor them. Don't censor them. Let them speak. Just be better.
What I'm saying is they're
how you win on the battlefield of ideas.
Hold on, Karen. I think you mixed it up. They're calling for this. Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro are calling for the censorship of Nick Fuentes and all of
correct.
That.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Right.
And anyone don't else that's them. Critical of the nation of Israel.
Right.
Anyone else asking questions about the nation of Israel needs to be censored, because obviously they just hate Jews. It can't be that they're questioning the nation of Israel and its influence and its actions and decisions and rhetoric. It must be that they hate Jews. That is bullshit. That is a lie from the pit of hell. And, Darren's going to track the Jew hate thing. Karen will be on Governor Squishy, and I'll do Grand Rico, and we will be back here next week at noon Mountain Time here on the Colorado Show on CDM. And make sure you follow everybody on the screen.
We're going to be here for Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah. Well, we should record one because we missed two. We'll figure it out. We'll let you guys know on socials.
I was here. You weren't here. So
that's fair. You just throw me right under that bus. It's cool. I got it. All right, y'all. We'll see you guys next time. Have a great week, everyone.